September 11th has focused new attention on alternatives to air travel, especially on one alternative that's been gathering momentum for several years, high-speed rail. Congress is considering a bill that would provide $59 billion in bonds and loans for high-speed rail projects, and new rail lines are on the drawing board in many parts of the country. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, the California State Senate has just taken a big step toward building a high-speed train line between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
By air, the 400-mile trip between L.A. and San Francisco takes about an hour. These days, with all the new security measures at airports, it can take at least that long just to get on a plane. So the idea of a train that would run downtown to downtown at speeds of up to 200 miles an hour, as explained in this state promotional video, is suddenly sounding pretty competitive.
Imagine a high-speed train that takes you from San Francisco to Los Angeles in about 2.5 hours.
And, say backers, with departures every 6 minutes during peak times. That's the vision of Democratic State Senator Jim Costa, who's been pushing to get the project going after years of study and debate.
These modern trains have all the conveniences that one would have in driving a luxury automobile. I mean, laptop computers, video and audio systems, bistro cars. It becomes a very relaxing and an enjoyable mode of transportation.
Costa's bill, which has passed the state Senate, would provide $9 billion in bond money for the first leg of the project. That's if it clears several more legislative hurdles, wins the governor's signature, and is passed by voters this November. The entire project, which would also serve San Diego and Sacramento, is projected at $25 billion. It wouldn't begin operations before 2008 at the earliest. But according to Mehdi Morshed, executive director of the California High-Speed Rail Authority, that huge price tag would buy something the state desperately needs.
San Francisco Bay Area to Los Angeles area is the busiest air corridor in the world. But we can't expand our airports, the San Francisco airport or Los Angeles airport, to accommodate all the future needs.
A familiar story around the country as residents fight expansion of existing airports and the building of new ones. And a new relatively fast train service has proven a popular alternative to short flights between Boston, New York, and Washington. Another proposed high-speed rail line would link Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, and St. Louis, and there's a plan in Florida to link Miami and Orlando. Morshed says California, with its current 34 million people, needs a similar alternative.
We expect to have another, 15 to 25 million people in next 20, 30 years. We probably are a little bit late in getting started, but as always the case, it's better late than never.
But although September 11th has made train travel more attractive, California, like many states, is also strapped for cash at the moment. The governor has proposed cutting programs and raising taxes to fill a $23 billion deficit. And Republican State Senator Tom McClintock argues high-speed rail is simply a waste.
This is an outrageously expensive boondoggle that doesn't pencil out. It's going to eat up virtually all of our transportation money for years into the future until our successors finally scrap it.
McClintock says the same money would be better spent relieving day-to-day traffic.
We could be adding 1,700 miles of new freeway lanes on the most densely congested parts of our freeway system. That will do a lot more to relieve traffic congestion.
But high-speed rail backers say California is already too dependent on the car. They point to the success of such trains in Europe and Japan and say even car-crazy Californians would get on board. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.